Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hello, I'm Cheryl, and this is Sleep Tight Relax, a calming bedtime show for the young and young at heart. In this part of our story, as told by Joshua and Jasper's grandfather, Winky and Coralie, residents of the underwater city Aqualore, noticed that their home was in trouble because of the murky waters. They gathered all the creatures of Aqualore to fix a broken pipeline, believing that working together was the key to solving the problem. Each creature had a unique skill. Glitterfin dolphins navigated murky waters. Jellybrights provided light. Coral bloomers used their strength for repairs. And tangle-tail monkeys maneuvered through tight spaces. With everyone's cooperation, they began repairing the pipeline and cleaning the water, showcasing the power of teamwork and community in overcoming challenges. Before we continue with our story, let's spend some time getting relaxed. You can close your eyes if you'd like and imagine you are sitting at the bottom of the ocean, just like in our story. It's calm and peaceful here. Imagine you are surrounded by beautiful water, fish, and coral. Pretend you are a jellybright from Aqualore, glowing with a soft, calming light. Every time you breathe in, imagine your light getting brighter. Slowly breathe in through your nose, counting to three. As you breathe in, imagine you are filling up with clean, fresh air, just like the clean water in Aqualore. Your belly should rise as you breathe in. Hold your breath for a moment, just like a glitterfin dolphin peeking out from the water, and count to two. Now, breathe out slowly through your mouth, counting to four. As you breathe out, imagine you're blowing out bubbles that float up to the surface of the water. Your belly should go down when you breathe out. Continue with your deep breathing as long as you like, as we continue with the adventures of Winky the Willow Whale, Part 2. Grandpa, did you play a trick on us last night? Jasper asked as he was about to crawl into bed. You made us fall asleep last night long before you finished your story, Joshua said, stretching and yawning before he also went to bed. Now why would I want to trick you into going to sleep? Their grandpa said, with a twinkle in his eye. I was enjoying reading the story myself, and just when I was about to continue after turning the page, I heard one of you two snore. You fell asleep. Grandpa, we don't snore. Only Daddy does that, Joshua said. Ha ha. Well, maybe it was the wind then. This old house has lots of drafts, and sometimes your grandma and I think it has a voice of its own. Can you finish the story, Grandpa? Jasper asked. I sure can. There is only a little bit left, and I am sure we can finish this time before you fall asleep. But you must close your eyes before I can start the story. Last night, I stopped where our main characters found some yucky pollution. I'll continue from there. Winky and Coralie returned to the heart of Aqualore, determined to help as much as they could. This once vibrant city now had a somber mood, with its inhabitants worried about their murky surroundings. "We need everyone's help," Winky said, his branches shimmering with resolve. "This problem is bigger than any of us, but I know we can solve it together." Coralie nodded in agreement. "Let's gather everyone at the Coral Amphitheater. It's time for Aqualore to unite." Word spread quickly, thanks to the bubble-wing butterflies, and soon the creatures of Aqualore gathered, their faces full of concern and worry. Winky and Coralie stood at the center of the amphitheater, the weight of what they had to do making them very nervous. Coralie talked to the crowd first. "Friends, our home is in danger, but we've faced challenges before. Together, we can overcome this too. We have a plan to fix the broken pipeline and clean our waters." Winky continued, "Every one of us has a unique ability that can help. The Glitterfin dolphins can guide us through the murky waters. Jellybrights, your light can illuminate our path. Coral bloomers, we need your strength to help mend the break. And Tangletail monkeys, your agility will be crucial in navigating the pipeline." The crowd murmured with a mix of worry and concern. Some wondered if Winky and Coralie were too young to lead the effort. Old Man Ripple swam forward. "We stand with you, Winky and Coralie. It's time for the young people to lead and help our community. Aqualore has always thrived because of our unity. Let's show the strength of our community once again." The plan was set into motion. The Glitterfin dolphins led the way, their melodies echoing through the murky waters. The Jellybrights followed, casting a soft glow around the workers. With their strong tendrils, the coral bloomers started to repair the pipeline, assisted by the nimble, tangle-tailed monkeys. Winky and Coralie oversaw the operations, coordinating the efforts and offering support. The whispering weeds sent encouraging messages throughout Aqualore, keeping the spirits of the workers high. As they worked, everyone started to feel a sense of hope. The once somber mood turned into one of cooperation and shared purpose. The inhabitants of Aqualore, from the smallest glow shrimp to the oldest sea star sage, were coming together for the common good. As the sun set, a significant part of the pipeline had been mended, and the murky water began to clear. It was a moment of triumph, a testament to what they could achieve together. Exhausted and relieved, Winky and Coralie looked around at their friends and neighbors working together. This was a wonderful demonstration of how they could all come together towards a common goal. The day ended with a promise of a cleaner tomorrow and a stronger bond among the creatures of Aqualore. They knew there was more work to be done, but for now, they celebrated their progress, basking in the glow of their united efforts. The next day brought renewed vigor to the inhabitants of Aqualore. The once polluted waters were now clearing, revealing the true colors of their underwater city. The coral bloomers had worked tirelessly throughout the night, their tendrils skillfully weaving around the broken pipeline, sealing the cracks with the help of the industrious tangle-tail monkeys. Winky, with his willow branches now speckled with sea dust, swam alongside Coralie, overseeing the final stages of the restoration. The jelly brights hovered above. "Look at them go," exclaimed Coralie, watching a team of glitterfin dolphins guiding a group of glow shrimp who were diligently filtering the last remnants of pollution. Winky nodded, his eyes brimming with pride. "Every creature has played a part. Even the whispering weeds have been sending encouraging messages, lifting our spirits." As they swam through Aqualore, they saw the community cooperating and working together. The bubble-wing butterflies fluttered from one group to another, carrying messages and coordinating efforts. With their deep wisdom, the sea star sages provided guidance and moral support to the younger creatures. As the sun reached its zenith, a cheer erupted through the city. The pipeline was fully repaired, and the waters were clear once again. The fish swam in jubilant schools. The dolphins leaped high in celebration. And even Old Man Ripple showed a rare, wide grin. Winky and Coralie joined in the celebration, their hearts full of joy. They had faced a daunting challenge, but they overcame it together. As the festivities continued, Coralie turned to Winky. "We did it, Winky. We brought Aqualore back to life." Winky's branches twinkled. "We did, Coralie. It wasn't just us, of course. It was every single creature here. This is a wonderful victory that belongs to Aqualore." As the day turned into night, the luminous lagoon lit up in a special ceremony, honoring the unity and resilience of Aqualore. Songs were sung, stories were told, and dances were danced. The light of the jelly brights mingled with the starlight from above, casting a magical glow over the entire city. The celebrations in Aqualore gradually subsided, leaving a sense of peace and unity stronger than ever before. As the inhabitants of Aqualore returned to their daily lives, the harmony of the ocean city was restored, and with it came a newfound appreciation for their home and each other. In the calm after the storm, Winky and Coralie found themselves at the luminous lagoon. The gentle glow of the plankton mirrored the stars above. Gazing into the reflective waters, Coralie spoke softly. "We've learned so much, haven't we, Winky? About our home, each other, and what we can achieve together." Winky nodded, his branches swaying gently in the water. "Yes, we have. We've seen the strength of our community, the power of unity. Aqualore is more than just a place. It's a family." Old Man Ripple joined them, his wise eyes reflecting the lights of the lagoon. "You've done well, young ones. You've helped lead us through a difficult moment. I and all the elders are very proud of you." The bubble-wing butterflies fluttered around them as they talked, creating a playful breeze. In the following days, Winky and Coralie spent their time exploring the rejuvenated Aqualore, witnessing the positive changes. The jelly brights shone brighter than ever. The coral bloomers bloomed with vibrant colors. And the laughter of the tangle-tail monkeys echoed through the waters. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, Coralie approached Winky with a twinkle in her eye. I heard whispers of an uncharted current beyond the Whispering Caves. What do you say, Winky? Ready for another adventure? Winky's branches twinkled with excitement. Always, Coralie, there's so much more to discover. As the stars shone brightly above, Winky and Coralie, the guardians of Aqualore, swam off towards new adventures, their hearts full of courage, curiosity, and an unbreakable bond of friendship. If you are still awake, I would like you to whisper to yourself or just say in your mind, every experience is a lesson. I am constantly learning, growing, and evolving. I believe in myself and my abilities. I can be anything I want to be. I am calm, relaxed, and peaceful. Sleep tight.